past month, a group of Americans who identify as ethnic Sikhs have been walking across the Central Valley of California. They arrived at the state capital on Friday. They're calling attention to deadly riots in India 40 years ago that prompted many Sikhs to come to the United States. Now they say they face a new threat from India today. NPR Sandhya Dirks reports.
About 30 people are walking the dirt path between a rural road and a persimmon orchard.
I want to say today was a short test day. Yeah, yeah.
Only 11 miles.
Only 11 miles.
That's Nandeep Singh, the executive director of Jakara Movement, the Sikh advocacy group that organized the march. While there have been Sikhs here for a century, many came in the aftermath of deadly anti-Sikh riots in India in 1984, where thousands were killed during crackdowns on armed Sikh separatists. Last year, the California legislature passed a resolution recognizing what happened in 1984 as a genocide. Here's Jakara's Kamaljeet Kaur.
You know, though we ran from that genocide and came here with the hopes of safety for our families to grow, now we're seeing that oppression also follow us.
She's talking about transnational repression, known as TNR. It's defined by the FBI as foreign governments working in the U.S. to silence, harass, even kill people from the diaspora. Today's walk ends at a gurdwara, or Sikh temple, where the marchers are greeted with prayers. In Canada last year, a Sikh activist was assassinated. Canada alleges the chief aide to India's prime minister was behind it. In New York last year, the FBI says it stopped another assassination plot against a Sikh activist. Two Indian nationals, including a former Indian intelligence officer, have been indicted. India denies involvement in both cases. Inside the gurdwara, Jakara's Simarpreet Singh says it's a scary time to be Sikh.
We have evidence that the Indian government's going around literally naming people who are in this building today, calling them things like they're a terrorist, they're this, because we represent something that they are trying to repress.
The alleged violence has mostly been aimed at members of one group, Sikhs for Justice. They want an independent Sikh homeland they call Khalistan. The Indian government has labeled them terrorists. They say they are peacefully fighting for self-determination. But it's not just Khalistani activists who are facing threats, says California Assemblymember Jasmeet Bains.
This is an attempt by the Indian government to annihilate and destroy an entire community.
She introduced a transnational repression bill this year, in part to establish training for law enforcement around dealing with these threats. The bill died, Bains said, after a flurry of opposition from some Hindu advocacy groups. Pushpita Prasad is with one of them, the Coalition for Hindus in North America. She says naming India as one of the countries engaged in TNR would target Hindus.
The anti-India hate or laws, if they came to be, would be used as a cover for anti-Hindu hate.
Prasad points to a series of Hindu temples that were vandalized in the Bay Area last year. She says it left the Hindu community on edge. Jakara's executive director, Nandeep Singh, tells me about this meeting that happened last fall in his hometown of Fresno, where he heard that his name came up.
So I learned about it, I guess, through a number of interesting ways.
A group of Hindu Americans met with the Fresno police chief and the mayor. The group wanted them to know that Singh and two other prominent Sikhs were involved in criminal activity. Then Police Chief Paco Balderrama confirms the meeting. He says the accusations had no merit.
There's no smoking gun. I'm not going to go out there and go after these three people that they name.
Earlier this year, another Hindu advocacy group, the Hindu American Foundation, or HAF, held a training on Hindu phobia for some California police chiefs and DAs, naming Sikhs for Justice as a hate group. HAF declined to comment for this story and has strongly denied any connection to the Indian government. Singh says, at heart, this is a fight over who gets to define who the threat is. He thinks the Justice Department should make that determination. Sandhya Dirks, NPR News.